First of all, if Sherry Conway ever tells you to paint your walls red, just do it. She will let you argue and look at other paint chips as long as you need to, but eventually you will do what she suggested and it will be beautiful. So, everyone I've talked to says it changes the whole room. It pulls everything together. It gives it a richness and a depth. And so we have to give credit to Andrea Valentine, who in one day put 3 coats of paint on this wall. But isn't it pretty? Don't you see the flowers pop? And you'll be able to see Kit behind the piano. And it really works beautifully. So the other thing I was going to tell you that Tim did not tell you when he was up here, he was up at Unity headquarters because he is on the board of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which we knew. The other news he came back with is that they have the board, which is, what, 10 ministers out of 12? 11 ministers? They only recently decided that lay people might be worthy to be on that board. And Donna Johnson, the new CEO, knew Tim and personally asked him to be on it. They have chosen him as second chair, which means in about a year and a half, he will become the chair of Unity Worldwide Ministry. He will be the first layperson in the history of Unity Worldwide Ministries to chair that board. I'm embarrassed to tell you what snobs ministers can be. But they have gotten to know Tim and have decided they trust him enough to lead them into the future in this massive turnaround that they are attempting. So we're really proud. And it also means our church is very plugged in up at headquarters. So if you were here yesterday, you know we had this great workshop about our strengths. Knowing your strengths gives you some tools to use for whatever you want to create in your life. Maybe it helps you clarify what you want to create, the kind of life or job or relationship that would suit you best. But how to do that is still a question. Turns out that answer is the same for all of us. Behind our strengths, behind our personalities, behind human existence, are universal laws. They're universal in that they are laws that govern the universe, but it also means they are laws that apply to everyone, also known as principles. Like 2 + 2 = 4, there are principles, and we can use them to design our lives, to turn what we imagine into reality. Of course, it's more than thinking positive thoughts and saying affirmations. Those are handy tools, but it's more scientific than that. It's interesting to me that at the turn of the last century, before and after 1900, about the same time that scientists were discovering quantum physics, people on the spiritual side, including Unity's founders, were discovering the power of mind, realizing that somehow we are working with and within invisible laws. Both sides were learning, for instance, that information travels vast distances with no physical communication. Both sides were learning that observing something influences what happens, that our minds can change the outcome. Spirituality and science had the same awarenesses. They just expressed them differently, depending on their strengths and their training. 100 years later, I believe we're still having trouble really understanding our own power. Most people just react. We observe what transpires outside of us, and we react to it. Assume we had nothing to do with it. Stuff just happens. Make the best of it. Play the hand life deals you. I suspect it will be a few more lifetimes before most of us truly understand or even believe that we are creating all of it, including the illnesses, accidents, and deaths that are so painful now. And I hope by then we'll understand how we do that and why. And if you don't believe that's how it works, that's okay. But would it be okay with you to create some good stuff in your life? What if you could stop just reacting to everything that happens and consciously bring about something you like better? That is possible when you understand the universal laws. Call them scientific, call them divine. Unity's founders called it the law of mind action, and it is the third of Unity's basic teachings. So look at this. Marge asked this question in yesterday's workshop. Would you rather be a reactor or a creator? And it's an anagram. The same letters in a different order. When you move the C from the middle to the beginning, that's the difference. A creator sees first. A creator sees what's possible, sees what he or she wants in this lifetime. A reactor doesn't see anything until they're in the middle of it. And then there's just a panic trying to get out of it. A creator sees first. So we see, we vision, we visualize, we desire through the power of imagination. It is one of our powers. Where is it? It's in the back, yes, blue. We use imagination all the time, usually unconsciously. We look at what is and imagine what might be next, often based on fear. Bad times will always be this way. Good times won't last. What might happen to my children? What could happen to my aging parents? We come up with these vivid mind pictures. The disease could get so much worse. The relationship, where is this going? There is no end of things to worry about. And worry is the dark side of imagination. It is using our most powerful creative force to focus on the worst possible outcomes. Why would we want to do that? This is why we put so much emphasis on positive thinking. Because our minds are creating all the time. We can't not influence what shows up. So we train ourselves to focus on what's good. Of course you will have bad days. Feel your feelings. But on the ordinary days when you have a choice, just practice thinking and feeling the best possible outcomes instead of imagining what could go wrong. It takes practice. Because as we've said so many times, our survival instincts naturally look for predators. What's coming at us next? So you've got that so far. A creator sees first. We practice seeing the best. See what you want. Which brings us to the question, how specific should we be about what we want? There are two sides to that. One is, tell the universe exactly what you want. Make a list. Write your vision in excruciating detail. Or, the universe knows you better than you know yourself. It knows everything you've ever wanted. It can provide you with the highest and best, so just be open to receive. Well, here's how the law works. We live in an ocean of invisible substance or energy. It is malleable, so it is shaped by our thoughts as it comes into our lives. It might be some physical object we want, like a car or a house, and everybody wants tangible things from time to time. It might be a situation we want, like money, relationship, health. When we clearly hold a thought, this substance around us takes that shape for us. It has to. That's the law. It's like water takes the shape of its container. It's like fabric. I've been watching Project Runway. But when you have a bolt of cloth, you turn it into what you want by using a pattern. You cut it differently depending on whether you want pants or a skirt. But you see it first. Seeing what you want creates the pattern for what takes shape. The problem with specific visualization is that it's limited by your imagination. It's only as good as you can think up. So a lot of people have shied away from specificity and just ask for whatever is best for them. I finally think we've hit upon a middle ground. There's a story that's been going around the church called How Andrea Got a Job. Andrea Ballantyne, our wall painter in her spare time, has been wanting a job for a long time, and she used spiritual law to get it. So I've asked Andrea to take a few minutes and tell you the story. I think it's on.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, first of all, when Ellen asked me to do this, I thought it was going to be an open forum, and all of you were going to have a chance to talk. But those of you that don't know me, but most of you do, I showed up here about a year and a half ago, a total wretch, and you've witnessed me writhe in pain as I tried to figure out what my next move is. I came here at a crossroads and had to figure out the rest of my life. Is the key. You can't figure out the rest of your life. So I immersed myself in spiritual practice, meditation, painting walls, getting to know all of you, and just really whined a lot. Until finally, about 6 weeks ago, I took somebody's advice and I just described what I wanted my job to be, to feel like. And I came up with five things that were pretty vague. Do you want me to tell you what the five things are? Okay. I wanted to work with cool people, part-time, in Wimberley, helping people. That's the number one thing, helping people. And the fifth thing was to work outside. So I found somebody to help me rewrite my resume. I went on Indeed.com, and within a few hours, I found a job to apply for, one job. I applied for it, got an interview, and it's going really well. And then finally, just out of the blue, the woman says, I hope you have warm clothes because you're going to be outside a lot. Did I mention that just now as the fifth thing? I did, right? Yeah, okay. I didn't prepare that well because I really thought this was going to be past the mic. Sorry. So anyway, she said, I hope you have warm clothes because you're going to be outside a lot. And it's not an outside job. My jaw dropped. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, this is divine order. This is what the law says, you know, just to describe it to yourself and it will show up.
So what I love about that story is that she didn't limit herself with specifics. She didn't say, I want this job working these days at this salary. But she clearly let the universe know what was important to her. She wanted to work outside. She wanted to be of service to people. She wanted to be outdoors. And the universe knows her too. And by knows, I mean it picks up her vibration. So the universe knew what she meant when she said, I want to work with cool people. Or what she would consider to be helping people. And so the job is at a rehab center, right? Where she'll be working with the clients there. And I didn't know Wimberley even had a rehab. Keep that in the back of our minds. But thank you for sharing that, because I thought she did a great job of finding the middle ground between being so specific that it just ties the universe's hands, if you can do that, and being so general that, you know, anything goes. You know, we've started this prosperity class on Tuesdays using the work of Mary Morrissey, who's a minister I've been following for years. And she says there are three universal laws we can use to turn imagination into reality. The first is what we've been talking about. There's a law of specificity. And you can be as specific as you want. If you want to make the list with eye color and square footage, you can. Or you can use a more open specificity like Andrea's. Just knowing what is most important for you, what are the elements of what you want. The law of specificity reminds you to see first. It reminds you that invisible substance will take the shape of your thoughts. So we practice thinking and picturing what we want instead of what we don't want. Next, Mary Morrissey says, is the law of vibration. Everything is energy. Everything has a frequency or a vibration. Things, people, ideas, and events that are similar in vibration are magnetized to each other. When we say something is a match in consciousness, when we say birds of a feather flock together, we are stating a universal law. So how do you get your vibration to match what you want? Because obviously you're not a match yet if it isn't here. The universe reflects your consciousness to you. So whatever you see in your life is what you've been thinking. It's how you've been vibrating. What you want may be at a different frequency. So it's just like radio or TV stations. How do you change the channel? Well, if the universe is matching your vibration, then obviously your vibration has to shift first. You remember one of Wayne Dyer's earliest book titles was, "You'll See It When You Believe It." When you believe it, you vibrate with it. You take on the energy of what you are imagining and thereby attract it to you. This week in our prosperity class, our assignment was to put on our vision, sort of where the person we would like to be. So whether you want to change circumstances like a new house or a job, whether you want to change your feelings, being happier in a relationship, being at peace with other people, whether you want to change the way you show up to be more loving, more patient, whatever your vision, the assignment was start acting like it. Mary Morrissey didn't say fake it till you make it, but I think that's her message. What would the person you want to be do when they get up in the morning? How would they dress? Where would they go? What would they eat? What would they read or watch on TV? What kinds of things would they say during the day? Who would they spend time with? I've had to give this assignment a lot of thought. How would I be if my life were exactly as I want it to be? Because I get, if I keep doing what I've always done, I'll always get what I always got. It's the pattern for the bolt of cloth. Do you use the same pattern again and again, or try something new? So two laws. You let the universe know what you want it to become, what you want substance to become in your life by being specific, and then live in that energy, be that person, be the change you wish to see. And then the third law, Mary says, is the law of proximity. And this is interesting. Who do you hang out with? Because thinking is contagious. A lot of you probably noticed when you started on a new spiritual path, some of your friendships changed. Some people fell away. Some became closer. Sometimes being around the negativity of other people just becomes unbearable. It's hard to shift your vibration if you're sitting in the energy of other people in that same vibration. This is why we talk about family dynamics and group dynamics and business cultures, because people who spend time together become alike. They share a vibration. So get some dream builders in your life. People who are doing things. Doesn't have to be the same things you want to do, but people who are using the same spiritual laws you're using. Friends who are consciously creating their lives. In an earlier prosperity course, Mary Morrissey said your income will be pretty close to the income of your five best friends. Because that's the mindset you have right now. That's where you are vibrating. Now, I don't think you have to make friends with rich people if you want more money. I do think it's important to have friends with a consciousness of abundance. They revel in what they have, they love their lives, and they are grateful. Just notice who you hang out with. And I would add, notice who hangs out in your head. We talked just last week about the inner critic. Most of us have old parent tapes, old stories and beliefs about what is possible in our lives or not. What's possible is whatever you hold in consciousness now. And there are only two reasons you won't get it. One is insufficient desire. And I don't think that means you don't want it badly enough, but maybe there's some underlying fear of getting it. There's some energetic contradiction. Like, I want a relationship, but I don't want to get hurt. I want more money, but I kind of resent rich people. Ambivalence sends a mixed message to the universe, and that's a muddled vibration. It's hard to match it. So insufficient desire and insufficient believing power, also known as faith. You are hardwired for faith. It's one of your 12 divine attributes, just as you are hardwired for imagination. Use them to create your life. Imagination lets you see first what you want. Faith is believing in the universal law that delivers it. This is not a system of being rewarded by God or not. It's a law that works all the time for everyone, like gravity applies to everyone every day. The law is that the invisible, malleable substance of the universe will take shape in your life according to your thoughts. Your thoughts are the container. Your thoughts are the sculptor, the painter, the movie director. So instead of reacting to what shows up in your life, see first and be the creator of what you want. Be clear and specific about your vision. Find the vibration. Practice feeling the way you want to feel. And then hang out with like-minded souls who understand your journey and encourage you on the path, who believe with you that the law is working in your favor and your vision is not only possible, but is becoming reality right now. So let's take these thoughts into meditation. In our brief meditation here, we simply become still and turn within and tap into the power of our group consciousness. There is power in numbers, wherever two or more are gathered. Sometimes it is easier to slip into that divine space within you when you are hanging out with people doing the same thing. So in this time of meditation, know the Creator within. You are made in God's image, and God, if anything, is a creator. You were born with the power to create what you want in your life. And it's not about being greedy or selfish. It's about knowing that you cannot turn off the power of your thoughts. And so thinking consciously, moving in the direction of your dreams with every thought as well as every action. So in this time of quiet, see first whatever it is you want next in your life. Not the rest of your life, just next. You can know that whatever you imagine is already yours. You couldn't conceive of it if it were not available to you somehow. How it happens is through the focus of your mind. Everything else works itself out. So go ahead and feel grateful for whatever it is that you are drawing into your life now. Know that you are surrounded by other people who also know and use this law and are creating for themselves. Rejoice. Feel the joy of this partnership with the divine, of living as the Christ, and knowing that you are here on earth as a divine creator. And so it is. Amen.